Army Specialist Edgar P. Declan, Jr. was killed in a roadside bomb explosion September 10th near the city of Balad, part of the Sunni Triangle. The 24-year-old combat medic was born in the Philippines and came to the U.S. as a high school student. Robin Yurovich visited his family at their home near the Los Angeles harbor and has this remembrance.
In emails to a friend, Edgar Declan wrote that Iraq felt just like the movie Black Hawk Down, in which U.S. soldiers in Somalia are under siege. Here's his older sister, Iris.
He said it was like that every day, and he's seen so many casualties, so many deaths and injured people.
But Declan's family didn't know much about his work or the dangers he faced until last month when Sergeant Dennis Hendrickson, who called Edgar by his Army nickname Doc, stopped by to share stories about him. Iris captured the visit on video.
I got hurt during an ambush, and Doc, out of nowhere, just came running. I knew it was me and grabbed me and then started treating my neck.
Hendrickson, known as Hendel to the other soldiers, was in pain from a shrapnel wound, but said he couldn't get to a hospital for 3 days because of shelling and mortar fire.
Doc went up to all the guys at the dentist, and they had Percocet, which is like a pain-relieving drug, and he would steal them from him to give to me. And he's like, Hendel needs it worse than you. He stayed with me. I mean, he'd go on 16-hour missions and come right back and have ice and ice me down and rub my neck and give me medicine and sit with me. I'm like, you need to go get some sleep. He goes, I'll go to sleep and I know you're all right.
Taking care of others was part of Edgar's personality, says his 20-year-old cousin, Jovi Declan. 2 years ago, Jovi and her two sisters came to the U.S. from the Philippines for college. Edgar, also a student, became their roommate and self-appointed guardian.
He said that we're three girls, we're young, and nobody's, like, gonna watch over us. He started cooking for us roast beef, and then he does spaghetti and a lot of Filipino stuff.
Edgar was known for his huge appetite, says Jovi. He also loved basketball, karaoke, and the movie Braveheart.
Brother's picture is right there.
At his grandparents' home in a modest neighborhood near Torrance, the family has set up a small memorial to Edgar. His sister Iris points out his official Army portrait, his dog tags, and a half dozen more casual shots. Edgar as a beaming grade school student and as a gawky teenager. Edgar's decision to join the Army last fall came as a surprise to the family, says Iris. Before he joined, she says, he was on track to earn an electrical engineering degree from Cal State Long Beach.
He realized that maybe that's not really what he wanted to do, and he wanted to do something different, maybe more in the medical field, maybe more of serving the country, serving the public. And he wanted to make a difference. And he did. He did.
Edgar Declan was buried last month, just one day before he was set to come home on leave. He was posthumously awarded the Bronze Star, a Purple Heart, and U.S. citizenship. For NPR News, I'm Robin Yurovich.